So, is this on?
That makes you two-thirds of the New Day.
Two-thirds?
Two-thirds, man.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Raise your hand if you got a fear boner from Alexa Bliss with those new eyes.
A little bit.
Fear boner?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scared, but
yeah,
I want more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what was coming out of her mouth, but maybe we'll talk about it later.
Remember for...
I'm not sure.
We're going to play what's in her mouth?
Yes. Yes.
Remember, like, for 5 minutes, they scrapped this idea, or we thought they did?
Right.
Remember, they were kind of going along, and then she just kind of disappeared, and we were like...
Yeah.
Even she apparently posted, well, I guess that's that, you know what I mean?
Maybe she got, COVID or something, they had to postpone it.
Maybe.
Well, no, it was because Roman Reigns came out at the
SummerSlam. Oh, yeah, that trumps anything.
Yes. Everything. but, I mean, this...
Except for Hardy and Elias.
Is she possessed?
Sure.
I guess, right?
She's possessed. Yeah.
Possessed by the fiend.
Sure.
Of course.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is great. And why doesn't he just possess all the hot women in the WWE?
What if she's possessed by Sister Abigail?
Mm. No, but
what
she's
if
dead.
She's possessed...
I guess it's a ghost.
It's a ghost.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
What if she's possessed by that dick? I mean, you know, the fiend, Bray Wyatt.
Fiend
never
dick.
Know. Never know.
It's definitely not
I've known girls possessed by the dick.
It's definitely not her real life boyfriend. He got no dick.
Think the tip of the cock has like its own little fiend mask.
No guy he's ever dated has dick, right, Andrew?
Yeah.
Right. The fiend mask.
I'm sure Murphy's got dick. I'm not shitting on Murphy, all right? Murphy clearly had enough dick to get her. But you know, her boyfriend's, what's that? It's like some pop singer.
Weird.
From like the 90s or
he
something?
He looks like
I never
a 90s
even knew.
Boy band.
He was some pop singer. I never knew who he was until he dated Alexa Bliss. Like Ryan Cabrera or something like that.
Really?
Ryan, yeah.
Hmm. Oh.
He was a singer? Now he's not?
Well, I don't
didn't
know.
Didn't he like wear a beanie in a pool?
Yeah. He's
cool.
See,
oh, God.
He's got no dick. He's, you know.
Super
but anyways, dash. This is a very, this is a special edition of What's Wrong With Wrestling, because it's election night. We're recording this.
Yeah, we are.
Tuesday night, like we always do.
Yep, right.
And when we're done, we'll find out. Well, no, we're not going to find out who the president
is. Yeah,
it's probably going to take a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right, before we get into SmackDown and Raw, we have to thank some new patrons who signed up. So thank you to Roden Lowe.
Roden.
Deanna Chessel.
Hey, Deanna.
And Sean Paul McCann.
Sean Paul!
All the way from Ireland.
Oh,
wow.
Yes. Sean Paul McCann.
Yes.
Very nice.
Thank you, Joe.
So thank you to all three of you. And be sure to go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for all the pay-per-view recaps. Wednesday Night War NXT versus AEW. We got all the brackets. We just recapped Halloween Havoc 98.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was
shudder.
It was horrible.
It's fun to watch a disaster, though. I mean,
yeah, it's like it's like watching a Saudi show.
Yeah,
it really was.
Right.
Wow, it really was.
WCW was like doing Saudi shows before they were cool.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
I mean, they're cooler.
So look, it's $5 one time. You know, do it for a month. If you don't like it, you could cancel. But try it out.
You're gonna love it.
Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. All right, so SmackDown starts with Roman Reigns, Paul Heyman, and Jey Uso all in the ring together.
Yeah.
Heyman starts to tell Jey, he's like, I'm so happy, but then Jey grabs the mic from him. And this is Paul Heyman now, by the way. He doesn't talk.
No.
Right.
Paul Heyman's new thing is he doesn't talk. He's just eye candy at this point.
Stop saying that.
He just comes out.
Stop,
and we
top
just go,
right.
Wow.
Stop saying
look
that.
Look at that hot piece of ass.
Jesus.
What? Why? Why do we have Paul Heyman on the show?
I don't know. Yeah.
If he's not going to do the one thing he's good at, talking.
Bottom left, maybe?
I don't understand.
I guess for someone.
Paulie.
I guess for someone.
Paulie dangerously over here.
Yeah. I mean, when he had the ponytail, maybe.
Right.
And the 13-pound cell phone.
Yeah.
Sure.
But not now. The ponytail and the baseball hat with the suit.
Yeah.
The look.
And
that was
a trench coat.
Hot.
Let's be honest. It's still a... Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going
on
with the soundboard. It's delayed today for some reason.
Right.
Fucking piece of shit. All right. So... Jey tells Roman, you didn't beat me. You knew I wasn't going to say I quit. You knew exactly what you were doing. Roman says, of course I did. These are the things you have to do to have this and be the face of WWE. Now it's time for you to fall in line or you're out of the family.
What?
Jey cries, I hate you, man. I hate you. And Roman says, I'm sure you do. right now, but I love you. But by the end of the night, you will fall in line.
I don't like how he's being such a bitch. Like, you lost twice.
Right, yeah.
What I wanted to see was, all right, Roman, you win. I'll be with you guys. And then he just falls in line. He's sad, but he's not like, like, you lost.
Yeah.
And you picked a fight you couldn't win. You lost. Now fall in line.
Like, he had your brother in a chokehold.
Yeah.
And you quit.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you could have hit him.
Right.
Sure.
I mean,
lots of things he could have done there.
Yeah. Anything. So don't bitch.
But this, again, this Roman Reigns, it's another boring Roman Reigns. You know, he's slow on the mic.
Yeah, but I mean, he's at least like, he's a heel. At least he's a heel.
I don't know. Is he?
He's a heel.
In some capacity.
Like, when he returned at SummerSlam, that was the Roman Reigns I wanted to see going forward.
Like a tough bitch heel.
Very aggressive. Right, just a guy that fucks people up.
I think it's just for this storyline.
Well, now he's just going to have the Usos do his bidding while he just stands there and watches.
But that's kind of being a heel. That's kind of being a heel.
Are they trying to make Lesnar him like Triple H from 2000?
Lesnar just destroys people.
Yeah.
But he can't be Triple H from 2000. That's not who he is.
Yeah.
Because he's still, at the end of the day, he's not a great talker like Triple H is. Right, you know, you know, all those people like him are.
No.
It's, you know, I'm pretty bored with this storyline, I'll be honest. I know
the storyline's over. Just fall in line.
Oh, well, it's...
Be a part of it, though. The storyline as far as them fighting, it's over.
Yeah.
Fall in line, be part of his crew, both Usos, Roman, maybe add someone else. Yeah. It's like build
more
stables.
What are the chances when Jimmy gets healthy, he has a feud with Jimmy?
No way. There's no way.
It's the exact same thing.
Hold on. There's no way. 90%.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not. What are you talking about? They're two different people.
Right, yeah.
All right, so next up we have Kevin Owens versus Dolph Ziggler, qualifying match for the men's SmackDown Survivor Series team. Robert Roode clotheslines Owens outside the ring, then the ref catches him, throwing him back in the ring. So the ref ejects the Glorious One. And it's not often we see him, like, in street clothes, Robert Roode.
Yeah.
Like, he was in, like, a leather jacket
and
jeans. He looked pretty cool. But that was him on SmackDown. That was it for him.
Yep.
Owens goes for the pop-up powerbomb, but Dolph counters in midair with a Famouser. That was very nice.
Very nice. This match was really good, actually.
Right.
It was. In the end, they did the WrestleMania 17 finish.
Exactly.
Between Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold. Ziggler goes for a super kick.
But you mean Owens... WrestleMania 14?
What did I say?
WrestleMania 17. 14.
I did?
You said 17.
Fuck, I even wrote 14. Yeah. WrestleMania 14. Yeah. Ziggler goes for a super kick.
There's
Owens
been so many.
Catches Dolph's leg, spins him around, and then hits the stunner for the win.
And Dolph sold it like the best one ever.
Yeah. After the match, KO grabs Michael Cole's headset and says, SmackDown's about to become the KO show. Just watch Survivor Series. Which, I mean, it's not going to be true, unfortunately.
No.
It's the Roman Reigns show.
Of course.
And he's not beating Roman Reigns for that title.
No.
Be great if he did.
Even though he beat him a lot when he had the title.
Yes,
he always beat him.
That's true, he did.
He will never beat Roman Reigns for this.
I mean, he had a lot of help. He had help from Jericho and Braun Strowman.
That's true.
Right.
That was that cage where Jericho was hanging above in the shark cage at WrestleMania San Antonio. And that was such a Royal Rumble.
Off your game, man.
Yeah.
Andrew's got the election on his mind. He's very concerned.
I'm very worried. I'm very worried that Jesse Ventura, I don't know. I don't know if he can. I'm hoping he can pull it off, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he'll win.
All right. Thank you. All right. So we're good. But no, like, Jericho was in the shark cage, and then Braun came out at the end to fuck over Roman.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was like, that's the best Roman Reigns match I've ever seen. It was so good.
Yeah. Well, because Jericho was just involved in any way.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Sure.
And they just destroyed the whole place. Like, they killed each other. Yeah, it was great.
Yep.
But, you know, it'd be nice if Kevin Owens would be a heel. We thought he might be turning heel soon, but I guess just like Goldberg, he's immune to the Fiend's powers.
Yeah, I guess so.
Everyone the Fiend comes in contact with changes,
but
except Bill Goldberg and the guy he beat the Universal title for, Kevin Owens.
But, like, you know,
Goldberg
hasn't
been back, though, right?
Yeah, he,
well,
he died.
No,
for
he
the
beat
story
the Fiend.
Per the canon.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
he died. Braun
he died.
Killed him.
I put
canon.
That out of my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that, you know, the like Bill Goldberg was like one of those like 90s cops where he goes, I'm too old for this shit. So he's not going to fall for his stuff. Course. But then he dies.
Well, hopefully. So
he's gone.
Well, he'll come back for the next Saudi show.
Yeah.
Will there be another Saudi show?
Well, eventually.
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, why did you do the whole Kevin Owens thing? And you even say, everyone he comes with gotchas, with changes. Obviously, Goldberg's the exception because he's not going to hang around. But right. Why'd you do that if we're just going to have babyface Kevin Owens still?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's unfortunate.
Yep. Right.
Next up, we go to an interview. We have Corey Graves interviewing Lars Sullivan backstage earlier today.
This was so weird. Well, Ang used to say, if you're a monster, you don't sit down for a hi, how are you?
Yeah, right. How you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
Right.
Like, you don't do that. You literally
don't wear baby blue polo shirts.
You're weakening him.
Yeah.
You're literally
weakening
him.
Thanks for the interview, monster.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
One day, like, Charlie Caruso's going to interview the Fiend.
Right.
You're welcome.
hey, Charlie.
Fiend, how are you? And he's just going to be like, just laughing the whole time. Yeah. And she won't be afraid at all.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, JR tried to interview the monster Kane. And he set him on fire.
Yes.
The way a monster should.
Which is why you don't interview monsters.
Yes.
That's why you don't interview monsters.
Now every week.
Everybody knows this.
Now every week, Charlie Cruz is like, ladies and gentlemen, Braun Strowman. Hey, Braun. You won't punch a girl, right? Stupid.
Hey, Braun.
I know.
Hold on, let me just get my stepladder.
Yeah.
So, Lars said he was first called the Freak.
I won't do it.
When he was... I think I know what you're thinking. Yeah. So Lars says, I was first called the Freak when I was 10 years old and other kids were picking on me. He said eventually the laughing stopped and I wasn't allowed back at school again. So he stopped going to school in elementary school.
Oh, God.
Right? So
what does that even mean?
He's very uneducated. So he has,
a fourth grade education?
Yeah.
All right.
So Corey asks, what do you hope to accomplish? And Lars says, to make this entire world my personal playground and to make this world my personal hell on earth.
Can't be both.
Right.
It can't be both.
Pick one.
Yeah. They can't both be your thing.
Right. So yeah, that was awful. Next up, we go backstage where Natalya is telling Adam Pearce that she should be the captain for the Women's SmackDown Survivor Series team.
Top right.
As if it even matters.
Thank you.
And she also wants to pick who's on the team. Then Billy Kay walks up and hands Pearce her headshot with her resume on the back. Then Bianca Belair walks up and says she should lead because she's the EST of WWE. So Adam Pearce has an idea.
Wait a minute.
Bianca Belair versus Natalya versus Billy Kay in a qualifying match for the Women's SmackDown Survivor Series team.
I put every dollar I could find on Bianca Belair.
Well,
and I won a nickel.
Yes.
The odds were.
Yes. Yeah. The odds were astronomical. Belair hits the KOD on Billy Kay for the win. Thank God.
And then we will also see Natalya and Billy Kay on the team because there's no one else.
Probably, yeah.
They're going to have another match next week. Seriously. To decide the next spot between those two.
Yes.
And then the third week, they'll just add her.
Yeah.
Whoever lost. And you're on too.
Yeah, sure.
Why did we wrestle?
Hey, you over there. Get over here.
No, we have a shot of winning this year. NXT's not going to be in it. So right.
I love all the Iconics weren't really doing much. They split them up so that they cannot really be doing much.
Right.
Correct.
And one of them's in another tag team.
And I thought, right.
Yes.
And I thought Peyton Royce was going to get this huge push. That was the rumor. Huge push. Yeah. That's why they're splitting them up. And I could see that. If I had to push one of them, I would push Peyton. I think she's slightly more talented, but nothing. Like, literally, you could build her up and to be something really, really fun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're not. So dumb.
Yeah. Next up, we have a Carmella video promo.
Yeah,
she calls herself That Woman, which is a play on That Bitch. You know, I'm That Bitch.
Right.
But she goes, I'm That Woman. And they say bitch so much now.
Yeah.
They say it all the time. Like, why can't she just say that bitch?
Bottom right.
Who are you?
Yeah.
She says, I'm that woman.
Who are you?
I'm the one who will do whatever it takes to get ahead because no matter what, I'll always win. So next week on SmackDown, the entire world will know why I'm untouchable.
This was my, I had different boners watching these shows. This was my confused boner.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I was like, I hate all of this, yet I have a hard on. It's weird.
You're like, hey, yeah, you're fine.
What's going on down there?
Right.
We hate this person and this whole gimmick.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, if she I don't know what her ring attire is going to look like now. I'm sure it's different, but when she was like the SmackDown Women's Champ and she had the white like jumpsuit thing, or what was it? Like it was almost like a one piece bathing suit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was all white. She looked amazing. That was her at her best.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Now she's putting on too much makeup. I don't know.
Too much? She had like pancake before. We'll see what she comes out to when she wrestles now, I guess.
Backstage, Aaliyah tells Murphy, I spoke to my mom and she just wants me to be happy, but my dad and brother, they won't even talk to me about you.
Jesus.
And then Murphy says, I understand why they despise me, but I'm not the same person I was 3 weeks ago. And that's why tonight I'm going to go out there publicly to apologize to them. Aaliyah says, are you sure you want to do this? And Murphy says, I have to. So
Jesus!
Murphy and Aaliyah come out to the ring, and Murphy begs Ray and Dominic to come out so he can apologize, but Seth Rollins comes out instead. This is the feud that will never, ever end.
Ever.
Seth tells Murphy, Ray and Dominic are never going to forgive you or accept you, but I will. I'll embrace this relationship. Hey, I'll even marry you guys right now.
I'll join in.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, I got a pregnant wife at home. What the fuck?
I've already fucked two Mysterios.
He's like, gross, am I right? Am I right, guys?
So Dominic attacks Rollins from behind, but then Murphy pulls Dominic off and attacks Seth.
Pulls him off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, get off of Seth, I want him.
Yeah.
So then Seth rolls out of the ring and Dominic attacks Murphy. Then Ray runs out and pulls Murphy off Dominic. Wow. And then Ray and Dominic attack Murphy, and Ray's about to hit Murphy with the 619, but Aaliyah gets in the way to stop him.
She's so naive.
And Ray's like, ¿Qué tal, Leo? ¿Cómo está? Yeah. You know,
she's like, ¡Bulaka, bulaka!
And then it was confusing.
Ray tells Aaliyah, let's go. But Aaliyah says, I'm not going with you, Dad. I love him.
How do you love a guy you've never even...
Because she's 19.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Makes right. sense. Makes
all sense. It takes is two fingers at that age, Joe.
I think it's less than that. I think it just takes a sexy beard and a little muscles. And like one good look of, hi.
Yeah.
I love him.
You know, all 19-year-olds are in love with 35-year-old men.
From Australia.
How, oh, my God. Is that how old
he's
is?
In his 30s. Yeah.
Jesus.
I think he's 32. Mm. So Ray's pissed, but he and Dominic leave the ring like they always do. And then Aaliyah and Dominic have a passionate kiss.
Oh, wait.
Woo!
Aaliyah and Dominic?
Oh, God damn it. Aaliyah and Murphy.
That would be amazing.
Jesus Christ.
That'd be the best story.
That's
how
I actually wrote Dominic. Wow.
We know what kind of porno Andrew's been watching. Boo, you're my stepbrother.
You mean what kind of porn everyone watches, Eric? Get it right.
It is the most popular.
It's all there is.
That's the only thing there is.
It's all there is.
What are you doing, step bro?
Yeah. You're the best stepbrother of all time. Or whatever the fuck they say.
You know the line. Don't pretend like you don't know it. All right, so next up.
I've never seen any of it.
Next up, Caleb Braxton interviews Daniel Bryan. Because he's facing Jey Uso lately, later, and he's been very impressed with him lately. Take a listen.
He's taken Roman Reigns to the limit. And here's the thing. Roman Reigns has not been able to beat Jey Uso. So what I'm preparing for tonight is the best Jey Uso.
Wait, what did he say?
What?
Hold on, let's play that again.
He doesn't watch the
Roman
show.
Roman Reigns has not been able to beat Jey Uso.
He's not been able to beat Jey Uso.
Let's see.
Oh, like you had to throw in a towel and say I quit. Like he's never pinned Jey Uso. That's fair.
Well, he didn't say that.
No, he didn't. He didn't. That was really
he's
dumb.
He's never been able to beat Jey Uso. What do they think? I just don't understand. Is that the narrative that they're going with?
That so.
Roman didn't win those two matches, even though he won?
Sure.
So dumb.
He was announced the winner in both matches, was he not?
Yes. So Jey's the champion then.
I guess Jey's the champ.
Yeah.
I get Daniel didn't watch Clash of Champions or Hell in a Cell.
Right. I guess Roman has to fall in line.
He's got to fall in line.
All right.
Next up, we have the Street Profits versus Cesaro and Nakamura.
Okay.
Before the match, the Street Profits say they liked the New Day's impression of them last week, but at Survivor Series, they're taking the torch from them. There was a cool spot when Ford charged Cesaro outside the ring, but Cesaro popped him up in the air and over the barricade.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yep.
But Ford hits the frog splash on Nakamura for the win. Mm-hmm. Obviously.
It was cool. It was like a superplex and then like immediately a frog splash.
Yeah.
Yep.
NFL football continues on this week, which has a few surprise teams at the top of the standings. And you might not be at a game this year, but you can still be on all the action at BetOnline. No matter how schedules change or players that play, BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every game this season with the fastest updated odds in the industry. There are always more options to wager than anywhere online. So head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great mid-season bonuses, offers, and contests. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Next up, we go backstage for a Sami Zayn promo. He hypes his match against Bobby Lashley at Survivor Series, and he even calls himself the People's Champion. He said that. He said, "I'm the People's Champion."
Okay.
So I guess you know, everyone's been saying Rock versus Roman at WrestleMania. It's going to be Sami Zayn versus The Rock.
Makes sense.
Crazy.
Clearly. Both icons.
Once in a lifetime. Once in a lifetime.
They'll probably do it again at the next year's WrestleMania,
too. Yeah, it'll be that good.
So Sami says, "I'm going to show everyone why the Intercontinental Champion is greater than the United States Champion."
I mean, no one's going to argue that.
Mm-hmm.
I see title over U.S. title all day.
Man, I can't wait for this heel-heel match.
I don't think it happens.
You think someone drops it?
Yeah, because they keep saying it. They keep saying... Now, of course, if both of these guys have to have these titles come Survivor... Like, they're already doing the "you're too dumb to realize that it's champion versus champion, not these two guys wrestling."
Mm-hmm.
They keep saying it. It would be weird
if someone's dropping it, it's Sami, but...
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a Sasha Banks in-ring promo. The new SmackDown Women's Champion comes out looking amazing.
Mm. Amazing.
I mean, my God. Mm. Award winner. Spoiler alert. But then they cut to a random camera laying on the floor backstage. She comes out, and then there's just a... For like a few seconds, there's just a camera shot of like... I don't know.
Yeah.
They just put the camera down and walked away. Sasha was holding the chair that Bayley used against her and said... "When you took this chair and ended our friendship, I realized it wasn't our friendship that was unstoppable. It was me." So then Sasha moves on to Asuka, who she's facing at Survivor Series, and says, "There's no doubt in my mind that I'm the best of the best." There's one match I'm sure is not getting changed.
Yeah.
So Bayley comes out and says, "The whole world knows that you could win a championship, but even you know that you can't hang on to one. Unlike me." So Bayley challenges Sasha to a title rematch for next week. And Sasha replies, "I hope you bring everything you got because backstabbing bitches never win."
Ooh.
But I like that they brought up, you know, the storyline that she's never had a successful title defense.
Yeah, no, it's good.
She will next week.
No. Yes. No.
No?
No, no.
All right.
No.
Whip out that dollar.
Whip out that. Dollar.
Whip it out.
Did he give you the dollar for
do it now,
Indushar?
No, not yet. He still owes me the dollar from Indushar.
Do it right now.
Do it now.
October is still not out.
Yeah. Oh. It's over. So next up, we have Daniel Bryan versus Jey Uso. Qualifying match for the men's SmackDown Survivor Series team.
Okay.
Yep.
Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman come out mid-match to watch. And, of course, we were all like, "Oh, my God, Paul Heyman. So fucking hot." Jay,
do it now.
Do it now. Jay wins with a splash off the top rope. He beats Daniel Bryan clean.
Yeah.
And then after the match, Jay tells Roman, "I'm with you. You're the head of the table. I'm with you." And then Roman looks at Daniel. So Jay super kicks Daniel and hits another splash off the top rope. And Jay tells Roman, "I understand now. I love you, too." And then Roman points to Daniel and says, "Make him understand." So Jay attacks Daniel some more, hits him with the splash off the top rope and through the announce table.
And then Daniel's like, "I love you too, Roman."
Yeah, I get it now.
And the show goes off the air with Jay continuing to attack Daniel. Yeah. So
Daniel buried Brian over here.
That was kind of easy.
Yeah.
In the end, it was like, "You will fall in line." He's like, "Okay, yeah, I'm evil now, sure."
Yeah.
Weren't they like...
I was totally evil this whole time.
Yeah.
Right. Weren't they like, "Oh, it's Daniel Bryan's in-ring, you know, comeback. He hasn't wrestled him forever. He's murdered."
He's murdered. So I guess it'll be Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns at TLC in December?
Yeah. In an announcer table match.
Wouldn't it make more sense to have the champions of each show part of the Survivor Series teams as the captains of the Survivor. Wouldn't it mean
they've
more?
Done that?
But
before.
But Joe, we have to see we have to see Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton. We have to. We just have to see it.
Who cares? There's nothing on
and
the line.
That's another heel
There's
heel match.
There's literally nothing on the line.
That's another heel heel match.
Champion like, versus champion.
It was cool when it was AJ Styles versus Lesnar because we haven't seen that match before.
Right.
Or Daniel Bryan versus Lesnar
because
we didn't see that match until then.
Right. Yeah.
But now we're going to see Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton, which we've seen so many times.
And both heels.
Both heels.
And Roman will win easily.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Usos
I don't know about easily, but he'll win.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the end of SmackDown. Raw starts with a Randy Orton in-ring promo. Orton says, 8 days ago, I became WWE champion, and I proved that I'm the best, period. I'm better than Edge. I'm better than The Undertaker. I'm better than Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, John Cena, and most certainly, I'm better than Drew McIntyre.
8 days ago, I proved that I'm better than every WWE superstar in the back, in the locker room, excuse me, that's been lying to themselves year after year after year, saying that the only reason I am in the position that I am in is because I was handed everything, because I grew up in the business, I was born in the business, I'm a third generation wrestler, for Christ's sakes. They say that Triple H protected me earlier in my career. They say that management chose me. But no, 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 no. All those superstars in the locker room, they're mistaken. The reason why I am in the position that I am in is because I am the best.
Good promo by Orton.
You're the best
around. Also, fun fact, things you can say during sex. I am in that position because I am the best.
There you go.
Early in that audio, he said, everyone in the back, I'm sorry, the locker room. That must be another like band thing from Vince.
Right.
Like you can't say in the back. The locker room. You gotta say locker room. Because Orton stopped him. He corrected himself.
Yeah.
Like during the promo.
Yeah.
Like we don't, like as if we don't understand.
He wasn't apologizing to us. He was apologizing
to Vince. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing he clarified because when he said the back, I'm like, oh,
well, what does that mean?
The catering guys?
Yeah.
The production
no
crew?
Idea.
The back of what? A van?
What the fuck that could possibly mean?
Oh, the locker room. Oh, okay.
What if you don't know what a locker room is?
Oh, that's true.
The locker room, which is where superstars go to change their clothes.
Yes.
Yeah. And hang out and beat up each other.
Vince overthinking everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
So then Orton
Guess
says...
a belt? It's a fucking belt, though.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Title shot? What's a shot? A shot of what? Like the steroid shot I get every week? You'll be confused by that.
How many shots? He must get steroid shot, low T shots.
Everything.
Just cocaine shots. Cocaine. Directly into his bloodstream.
It's all mixed together.
Meth.
Shake it up.
Yeah. Who was that? Got my shot.
Orton says 8 days ago I showed the world that I'm no longer the legend killer. I'm now simply a legend.
That's a good line.
And then Orton welcomes any superstar who wants to challenge him now that he's the champion. And Alexa Bliss comes out. She wants a title opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexa stands in the ring and just stares at Orton with a big grin on her face. Orton asks, where is he? Alexa does her cute ballerina pose and then says, he could be here, and laughs. Then the lights turn red and the scary music plays, but then it stops. Orton looks around for the Fiend, but then a claymore out of nowhere from Drew McIntyre.
Yep.
And then McIntyre tells the passed out Orton, I dare you to give me my rematch. Until then, I'm going to make your life a living hell. And then Drew starts to leave, but then Miz and Morrison run out because Miz wants to cash in the Money in the Bank contract.
Smart.
However, McIntyre comes back and throws Miz and Morrison out of the ring before the match starts because nobody's going to beat Randy Orton for the WWE Championship but Drew McIntyre.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they should have hit him over the head with the briefcase on the way out, dumbasses.
Well,
I mean, literally, you have a match with this guy later.
Or McIntyre could have waited till the bell rang so that his cash-in is wasted when he
beats
them up.
Yeah,
correct. I don't want to take away your Money in the Bank. Just don't let you win this one.
But I still thought this was a great opening segment.
Yeah.
Orton's promo is great. And I wasn't expecting the Claymore because we're looking for the Fiend at that point.
Yeah. Right.
So that was a good little spot. This is way better than
Some
Roman.
Misdirection.
And the champ is passed out. So hit the music. Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of had everything.
This is way better than Roman and Jay.
Oh, for sure.
And this feud's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
Like fucking forever. Backstage, Miz throws a fit and claims McIntyre's jealous of him. And then Morrison says we're challenging him to a 2-on-1 handicap match tonight.
You'll lose.
Because we want to get our asses kicked.
Lose. Yeah.
I feel like losing tonight.
Lose.
You dummies.
Lose.
Next up, we have Elias versus Jeff Hardy in a guitar on a pole match.
Yeah, sure.
Jeff grabs the guitar and then hits Elias with it as he jumps off the top rope, but the guitar doesn't break.
I'm sorry, that's an again. You don't have to hit the button, but they fought.
Again!
Right. So Jeff wins the match, and then he smashes the guitar on the turnbuckle.
What kind of...
And they missed it! He does it, but they miss... Like, he's like, well, it didn't break. I might as well just break it to pay it off, but they fucking missed him breaking it.
Yeah.
What kind of match did they have?
Guitar on a pole match.
A what?
A guitar on a pole match.
Huh. What does it say? That's a guider?
Yeah. I'm having some Josh.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Damn.
It's a guider on a pole match?
This is like every
hey,
Wednesday.
Hey, Eric, why don't you type some notes, and then we'll read your spelling.
Oh, boy. I will do it when the podcast buys me a laptop.
Okay. Should we do the Josh spelling bee for Eric again, and then we'll see what's up?
Absolutely not. I'm just saying, you have spell check. You spelled it right.
Not when you do
goiter.
When you do capitalized words, it doesn't spell check.
Oh, really?
And I type fast, so I didn't go back over it. Mm-hmm. I know how to spell fucking guitar.
Okay.
Go.
You want a back rub? can I scratch your back?
Never mind.
Yeah. So next up, we have Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke versus Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler for the Women's Tag Team Championships.
Yeah.
What did they do to earn this?
They exist.
They beat Lana and
That's
Natalya.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Is that it?
They're
so,
just there.
Lana comes out to watch the match. Shayna puts Dana in the Kirifuda clutch, so Lana gets on the apron. Dana rolls up Shayna, but the ref doesn't see because he's yelling at stupid Lana.
And of course they count. 1, 2, 3, new champs!
New champs!
Oh my God!
We got new champions! Then Shayna kicks Dana into Lana and then makes Dana tap to the Kirifuda clutch.
There's a little asterisk on that. She kicks out of the pin, and Dana slowly runs to the ropes and barely touches Lana, knocking her off.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
Later backstage, Nia promises to end Lana's career by the end of the night. So we'll come back to that.
Okay.
Also backstage, Charlie Caruso interviews Orton, and he says, I have to remind McIntyre about the three most dangerous letters in WWE.
HIV.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Damn.
No, it's VKM.
Oh!
Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
I thought you were going to say HGH. Almost put them out of business.
Yeah. So later, Caruso interviews McIntyre, who says he's going to try to get his title rematch soon so that he could face Roman Reigns at Survivor Series. Either way, it's a rematch.
Either way.
Next up, we have R-Truth versus Bobby Lashley. Sarah Schreiber interviews Truth before the match and asks him, why would you agree to this? And are you a fucking idiot?
You should be asking Lashley, why would you agree to
this?
She
goes, are you a fucking idiot? And then he explains how much of a fucking idiot he is.
So Truth says, you mean Lashley, who wants to put everyone in Nelson from The Simpsons? Which he's been doing for like, I feel like 5 years now. He's been making that joke. He goes, no, I'm out here to meet my favorite water boy, Bobby Boucher. He's going to sign my water bottle.
Oh boy. Oh boy, Truth.
No, Truth. You are not as funny as like one of the funniest Adam Sandler movies. The funniest Adam Sandler movie of all time.
Yeah.
Don't. Don't try that.
Don't.
You are not Bobby Boucher. You are not the water boy.
Yeah.
So Truth lays down for Lashley and says, just pin me, Bobby. But Lashley won't do it. He hits a spear and then puts Truth to sleep with the Hurt Lock.
Yep.
And new! No?
No.
24/7 champion?
Not yet.
No.
Oh,
it was a non-title.
They didn't even say it. They didn't even bother to say it.
The announcers did. They said, these titles are not on the line. No. I think R-Truth said it. He goes, since the titles aren't on the line, then and no one needs to get hurt. Let me just lay down for you.
Yeah.
So dumb.
The 24/7 title, which is not defended 24/7.
No.
So after the match, Drew Gulak runs out to pin Truth, but Lashley grabs him and puts him to sleep with the Hurt Lock. And then Lashley throws Gulak on top of Truth on purpose.
Because now that the match is over, the title's back in play.
Yeah.
Back in play.
And so Gulak wins the 24/7 title while he's asleep.
Now that the match is over,
yeah,
you can win a title.
Yes.
Now that the match is over.
Per WWE rules.
Lashley hits his finisher on Gulak. Gulak becomes champion.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that's right.
Hey, Gulak is the new champion.
Then Lashley leaves the ring, then gets back in the ring.
And you're like, oh, okay, he's going to reverse it. Right? That's what I thought.
Now he's going to pin Gulak.
Now he's going to like, no, I thought he was going to roll them over because he felt bad for R-Truth.
No. And then Lashley leaves the ring again.
Yeah, he just walks in and goes, duh, I forgot something.
I think the ref probably told him, like, you know, you're still supposed to be in the ring for the camera shot. And then, so it was, but yeah, oof, it looked fucking stupid.
Oof.
But hey, at least they didn't give the title back to R-Truth like they always do the same fucking night.
The show's not over yet.
Yeah, keep reading.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that didn't happen. I didn't miss that, right?
No.
Did I miss something? Okay, I was like, wait, what? Did I fast forward to?
I'm sure it's online.
Did I do a good job of missing that?
Oh, he means like after the show. It'll probably happen.
Yeah.
Let me pull up
I'm sure it'll happen next week.
Yeah.
So backstage, Lindsay Dorado and Grand Metalik are like, oh, let's go get Gulak.
That's exactly like
so that. Then they bump into AJ Styles' new bodyguard. AJ asks them, is there a problem here? And the Lucha House Party are like, oh, no, please, sorry. And they run away. So that's all it is for them.
That's it.
Bye. Then we have an AJ Styles in ring promo.
Don't even see them again.
AJ Styles says Team Raw is better than Team SmackDown because Team Raw has me. Mm. So then he introduces the two other members of Team Raw so far, Sheamus and Keith Lee.
Yeah.
They both refuse to call AJ the captain. But then Braun Strowman comes out and says the only thing this team needs are these hands.
Nope.
And then Adam Pearce comes out and says, I can't find anyone to face Braun in a qualifying match.
You can't find anyone? Hey, asshole under contract, you're fighting Braun tonight.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Tell them they're fighting.
Right.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, they forfeit? Okay, you advance by forfeit then.
Oh, Dabba Kato has a real contract? Go fight him.
Right.
Drew Gulak has a real contract. Lindsay Dorado, real contract.
Yeah.
Literally anybody.
If they forfeit, they forfeit.
Yeah.
And then he advances.
Yeah.
So Keith Lee and Sheamus are both willing to face Braun. So AJ suggests a triple threat match.
For what?
Well, we'll in a minute. it's basically if Braun can win, he's in.
Yeah.
So Pierce then asks Braun, do you have any objections? And then Braun says, they don't pay me to talk. Well, you got that right,
buddy.
You
got that right.
Yeah.
You nailed that one.
Accurate thing said on Raw in a long time.
He's making fun of himself at this point.
Right.
Yeah, a terrible promo.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. So we do have Braun versus Keith Lee versus Sheamus with AJ Styles on commentary. And this whole thing doesn't even make sense.
Right.
Like, they don't want Braun on the team?
Right. Like, a 7-foot guy walks in like, hey, can I be on the team? Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
And like, why isn't the Raw...
Do you have a brother?
Why isn't AJ's bodyguard on...
on the team.
Yeah.
The team? I thought they were going to announce him when they were all after the match. I thought he was going to say, and here's
our
final number five.
Guy. Yeah. Because he doesn't have to do anything.
No.
He can just come out and give a guy a big boot.
Yeah. Do the great Kali chop.
Yeah, but
how
then,
does
like,
Team Raw lose?
If AJ Styles loses, then he'll just follow him out.
Like a dummy.
Where's it going?
Like a lost dog.
I guess he's following him.
So Keith Lee does a flip outside the ring onto Braun and Sheamus, but the back of his head hits the apron.
Ouch.
Maybe don't do that anymore, Keith Lee.
Nope.
You don't have to do that.
Nope.
Braun tackles.
This isn't NXT.
No.
Right. You've earned your spot.
Braun tackles Lee and Sheamus through the barricade. Sheamus bro kicks Lee, but then Braun gives Sheamus a power slam for the win, and he joins Team Raw. After the match, AJ wants everyone to shake hands. Lee and Braun reluctantly shake hands, but then Sheamus slaps Braun's hand away and instead gives him a hug.
Mm.
And then a bro kick.
Did you see? Right.
And then, so Lee knocks Sheamus out of the ring, and then AJ kicks Lee out of the ring, and AJ yells, why can't you just get along?
Why?
But even when AJ was on commentary, he's calling himself the captain, and Tom Phillips is like, "Well, no, you're not the official captain. No one's the captain." Like, why are we shitting on AJ Styles as if he's like a jobber?
Right.
Yeah. He's like, no, probably he's AJ Styles,
most suitable captain they have.
He's the captain.
Yeah.
He's
AJ
Styles.
He's not like some reluctant jobber that happened to make it on the team.
Yeah, he's not a bum.
So does Drew end up on this team because he's not going to be fighting Roman Reigns? Or is he just going to get involved in that match?
He'll be on Team Raw.
He'll be on Team Raw. He's got to be.
What else is he going to do?
Right.
Not fight Orton.
Which they can't lose then, this team.
No.
Right.
No, they will. The other team has Jey Uso.
They will. And Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens, yeah. That's not going to beat. Good, but... That's not going to beat Braun and Keith Lee and
Lars.
This might be the first sweep.
Maybe they'll have, that's right. Maybe they'll have Lars.
First sweep in Survivor Series history.
Then, there you go. There's your Braun and Lars. It'll be a double elimination.
Of course.
You know.
Shorty G, because he'll go up against Sheamus. Or, I'm sorry, Chad Gable.
Right.
He's Chad Gable again.
That's right.
And then,
by the way, where was Chad Gable this week?
Who cares?
That is correct.
And he's gone.
Growing his hair out.
All right, we have just changed your name back from Shorty G to Chad Gable, and you're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
You're working your way up the rankings
here?
You're gone. Shorty G. I changed my name back to Chad Gable. Well, I guess you're starting over then. Let me put you under Lince Dorado.
We'll see you on Main Event.
Yeah.
Where anyone can face anyone. Right. Wild card.
Wait, you will?
No.
No, you're the dark match of Main Event.
Oh, God.
Dark match, but no one's there to watch the dark matches. Well.
You'll be fighting yourself.
And the lights aren't even on. Well, that's why they're dark matches.
Why aren't the cameras red?
Sure. Next up, we have an Angel Garza backstage promo. This time, Garza's looking into the camera and seducing us. He goes, "This rose is for you."
I had my second confused boner.
I was going to ask, where did this fall
the
on
night?
The boner meter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
confused boner.
And you look down, you're like, "Hey, beat it."
Hey.
Can I shove this rose up your ass?
Hey, we talked about this. Not for another 5 years, okay? Jesus.
All right, next up we have the Firefly Funhouse. Bray says tonight's episode is dedicated to the three most important letters in sports entertainment today. Huskis says, P-I-G? But then Alexa says, no silly, and tickles him. I wish you would tickle me. And then, even if I was a puppet. And then Bray and Alexa together say, RKO. Now.
Yeah.
And then puppet Abigail says, after what he did to us, Randy Orton can go fuck himself.
That was so... It caught me off guard so much.
Obviously, they bleep it.
Right, yeah, but it was so good.
Alexa then tells Abby to put 10 cents in the swear jar, which I love that they have a swear jar for the puppets.
Right.
I thought that was hilarious.
Well, yeah, but there's
I love
five,
that there was a $5
there's a five
bill.
In there. What did that person say?
Like, when they tease this before the commercial break, we see Ramblin' Rabbit throw a $5 bill in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Abby tells Alexa, you can go fuck yourself too.
Mm.
And then Alexa says, yowie wowie.
Yeah. Let me go help you with that.
Yeah. Mm. And then Bray says, you know, Randy Orton used to be a very bad man. And we watched the footage of Orton setting Bray's house on fire.
Yeah.
And he has the PTSD again. And then Alexa says, I have a nifty little trick I've been practicing. So the lights change. The music gets serious. And then Alexa slowly spits out a fruit roll-up from her mouth.
Well, but then it dripped at the very end.
Yeah. So and then Bray says...
It was that Ric Flair drip.
Ugh. And then Bray says, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And they bleeped that too. But was that supposed to be her tongue? Was it supposed to be a fruit? I don't understand.
Her tongue was melting, clearly.
I think it was just a creepy thing. I think it was just a creepy
but it wasn't.
Thing that she did.
It just looked stupid.
I had it here a minute ago. It did. It was weird, for sure.
I mean, I can't believe they referenced our podcast.
Was
after
even
all
real?
The, huh?
So like it comes, it's, oh, she doesn't show it all the way.
They just
it
melted
comes out,
a
but
fruit
then it
roll
drips
up.
Like off. Ugh.
Yeah.
So gross.
I can't believe the shout out they gave our podcast. You know, we make fun of their fruit roll ups all the time.
Right.
In their matches.
Now
and they just go ahead and acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Bray. He's so an insider on the, next up, we have Nia Jax versus Lana. Shayna clears the announce table before Lana even comes out.
Yeah.
Lana cries as Nia punishes her. Nia wins with a Samoan drop and then gives Lana a Samoan drop through the announce table for the seventh week in a row.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Such good shit.
And then that's it.
That's it.
Did she end her career? Does it take seven announce tables to end your career?
Yeah.
Six
you can live through.
Yeah.
Seven, you're done.
Right.
She's burying her 7 feet under.
Mm. Yeah.
So are they going to give her a huge push after this as like a face?
No.
Is that
she
what
got
Vince
a title
planning?
Shot and like lost in a minute, 2 minutes.
Yeah, but
something
no.
like that?
Nothing. So nothing's going to come from this.
Absolutely nothing.
No.
Jesus.
No.
It's getting old. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
No.
You're not going to pay anything
no,
off?
Well, the payoff will be her on AEW. and she'll be another... She'll be Miro's video game girl.
Yeah.
Some bullshit. No, she'll have a tag team with Brandy.
There you go.
They win the tag titles. Next up, we have the VIP lounge with the Hurt Business. Mm. Lashley says he's going to put Sammy's ass to sleep at Survivor Series.
Probably.
MVP says we took care of the retribution problem, which if you watch later, they didn't.
No. Yeah.
They're still there.
Yep. Yep.
And he says now it's time to collect payment in the form of the Raw Tag Team Championships. So Kofi and Woods come out, and Woods tells Lashley, I'm a big fan. You know, I even got in trouble for staying up late watching you when I was a kid. So they made like he's an old joke.
He is. Right, he is.
Is an MVP older?
Yeah.
You know, pretty right, sure MVP is right. older.
Wait, that wasn't directed at MVP?
It was Lashley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sure.
So MVP says, I was actually pretty proud of you when you won the WWE Championship, which there is a video of MVP crying when Kofi won.
With Shad Gaspard.
Yes.
Yeah.
God,
but
he's 47. He's older than me, MVP.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So MVP,
3 years. 3 years, that's it.
Yeah.
Separate them.
So MVP says, didn't you lose that to Brock Lesnar in 8 seconds? I bet Bobby Lashley could do it in even less than that. And then Kofi says, it's funny you mention 8 seconds because according to Lana, that's all Bobby can last for.
So are they saying that he bets Bobby Lashley can lose to Brock Lesnar in less than 8 seconds?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we have Kofi and Woods versus Cedric and Shelton Benjamin. Sheldon hits Woods with pay dirt and Alexander pins him for the win.
And new Raw Tag Team.
That'll be next week.
What happened?
That'll be next week.
You think they'll beat him and then fight?
Why give the New Day a loss before Survivor Series? Maybe they take the titles off of him before Survivor Series and they fight.
Probably. You can't have good guys versus good guys.
That's the only
time of year.
The good guys face. Matt Street Fight Profits already fight the Hurt Business.
Did they?
I'm sure there was a match.
I don't think so. The Hurt Business has been fighting Retribution for like 5 years now.
Right.
That was the one crossover match I was actually interested in seeing was Street Profits versus the New Day.
For sure. Yeah, now you're not going to see it.
It's the only one that's not a fucking rematch.
Right.
All right. Next up, we go backstage and Nikki Cross finds Alexa, but Alexa's back is facing her. Nikki pleads with Alexa, demands, she's like, look at me, Lexi, look at me. And she grabs Alexa and she turns around and she's horrified because Alexa now has the Fiend's eyes.
Which the Fiend has Anakin eyes.
Yeah.
After he kills all the young Jedi.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
So the Fiend was killing Jedis.
Yes.
That's where Bray went.
No, killing younglings.
Younglings. That's
you
what
killed
it is.
Younglings.
The younglings.
And then after she says that.
No, I killed Padme, at younglings, the comedy cubs.
After she says you killed younglings, she says, all I want is your love.
Yeah.
He murdered children.
Children.
And Padme's like, I still want to be with you.
Not like a child, like a pack of children.
Yeah.
You know why it might have worked? I have found the dick of life.
Yeah. That Jedi dick. It can do some tricks, man.
I'm sure.
Jedi dick tricks.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Force push my dick.
I can get it to make lightsaber sounds.
Next up, we have Ricochet versus Tucker.
What?
Yeah. Tucker looks like a random jobber now with his new attire.
He does? It just says knight on his ass?
it's like the tights he got before they hired him.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is what I wore on the indie scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just so happens my name was Tucker Knight there.
Yeah. Mustafa Ali comes out to watch, and Ricochet wins in less than a minute with the recoil. That's great job turning Tucker heel, so you can give him a push.
Way to pay off that, turn on Otis.
Yeah, why does Ricochet need a win here?
I told you, Tucker will be future endeavored in like 3 months.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
After the match, the rest of Retribution comes out, and they beat up both guys. Ricochet cries, why are you doing this? And then Ali says, no sin goes unpunished.
Okay.
Get him. And then T-Bar and Mace give Ricochet a double choke slam. And then later, Tom Phillips tells us that Mustafa Ali will be on Raw Talk.
Second bottom left? Second to the bottom left?
That's tremendous.
No, bottom left, bottom left.
Bottom left?
That's some renegade shit!
Yes, renegade.
Yeah, that is some crazy shit.
I'm going to be on the talk show that the show sponsors.
That no one watches ever.
To burn that down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they should go burn it. But no, he's just on there talking.
Right.
On the microphone. Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's good to see you guys. You got, you know, there's my coffee. Okay. All right. Thanks. Have a little chat.
Yeah, Retribution's doing pretty good, I guess. You know, still have one shit, but, you know, our time's coming.
They're 0-4.
Yeah.
Jesus. Backstage, Sheamus asked Drew McIntyre to join Team Raw so they could team up and be the Celtic Connection again, or Celtic Connection again.
Yeah, Celtic is the team. Yeah,
the
sure.
Basketball team. But when were they the Celtic Connection?
Right, when were they the Celtic Connection? I Googled it, and I found nothing.
Yeah.
I was going to...
So is this like... I couldn't even like find an indie... Like maybe this was an indie scene once?
I guess. I know...
Yeah, maybe.
McIntyre, Sheamus, and Wade were they Barrett ever?
Yeah,
were in a promotion at the same time. Maybe they trained together.
Right.
So...
So, yeah. McIntyre says, nothing would make me happier than us teaming up, but I can't right now. My mind is on Randy Orton and the WWE Championship. Well, I guess one thing could make you happier then.
Mm.
And then Sheamus tells Drew, let me know if you change your mind, kick Miz and Morrison's ass. And for now, they're friends.
Right. But this kind of stuff I like.
Mm-hmm.
When behind the scenes, like two guys, okay, yeah, they talk the same. They're from the same country. They probably have a history of some kind,
right,
or a connection. And they were just cool in the back. I like when I see things like that.
Right.
Like a face and a heel. Yeah. Hey, what's up, brother? Yeah. We're cool. Hey, you want to join our team? We kind of need you. I don't know. Let me think about it. Let me go take care of this first. Like,
right.
I don't know. I like when they do stuff like that.
Right. And Sheamus looks like the guy who's always at the bar you're at, and he's always trying to get people to buy him drinks.
Sure.
Yeah. That's his character.
And his costume. Yeah.
That's all he wanted. He just knew that Drew always pays for the tab.
Yeah.
You know, because Sheamus is a piece of shit. He never pays.
Yeah.
Main event, we got Miz and Morrison versus Drew McIntyre.
Wow, man.
McIntyre hits Miz with a spine buster and goes for a pin, but Morrison breaks it up with the standing shooting star press, which is always impressive.
Yeah.
Miz hits a skull-crushing finale, but McIntyre kicks out. And in the end, McIntyre hits Miz with a claymore for the win.
Claymore.
And then after the match, Orton hits McIntyre with an RKO. And then to end the show, we hear Bray laughing.
So I guess... Triple threat at some point.
I don't know what they're doing to do
at
with
TLC.
All this.
Yeah.
Triple threat?
Yeah.
Makes with sense. The Fiend
Makes
winning?
Sense.
No.
With Randy retaining?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, put whatever you want on your scorecards, but...
I will put whatever I want.
Yeah.
Whatever I want.
Yeah. So that's all for Raw. Let's give some awards.
All right.
Yeah.
You got it, punk!
Who is your worst dressed?
Tucker.
Yeah, I had Tucker.
Sweep it.
Best dressed.
Alexa?
Nope.
Yeah, fear boner for me.
No.
Yeah, we're going fear
Sasha
boner.
Sasha was good.
Sasha looked great.
Sasha was good?
Sasha was good. I don't know if I have a penis anymore, but Sasha was...
Right.
It was a, I don't know, kind of, maybe, not really.
But look, Alexa?
Normal boners.
Alexa's dressed like a child right now. She's a cute little girl.
A child? What,
yes.
A possessed child?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Look, she's always dressed like that.
Chucky. Oh, she wears overalls?
Look, normal boners are cool.
She looks like she's about to
cool
do a fucking beauty pageant for a 10-year-old.
But fear
yeah,
boners...
Yeah, she's cute, but Sasha Banks was hot.
Hey, to each their own.
To each their own.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
Both super
you guys
hot.
Don't like Sasha Banks.
You always say, yeah, both were super hot. Hard
yeah,
to
you
choose.
Know what I like
Same
more
here.
Than Sasha Banks? Fear boner.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was very hard to choose.
I had Sasha.
It was very hard.
I was hard when I chose Sasha Banks. Worst acting?
Halloween week. Lars?
Lars?
I had Aaliyah.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah. Sure.
Best acting?
Alexa?
I liked AJ Styles.
Yeah, AJ was good.
I had Orton.
Okay.
All right.
Worst comment?
The Freak Show song that Lars sang.
Oh, my God.
For sure.
I didn't even mention that. Yeah.
The Freak Show.
Freak
Here comes
show.
The Freak Show.
Yeah. Sweep it.
Oh, I had Daniel saying Roman is not being able to beat Jey Uso.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That was so dumb.
Best comment?
I am simply a legend, Edge.
Yeah, no, he that was really good. I had "Why can't we just get along? Why?" from Styles.
You should have said like "I'm the legend,"
right?
Like, I'm
right.
the one and only legend.
Killer.
I'm just better. Killer.
Right.
I had Bayley saying, "Even you know you can't hang on to a title."
Yeah, that was good. That's good.
Worst match:
Shayna and Nia versus Dana and Mandy.
That was bad. I had Lashley R-Truth. Okay. Fucking stupid.
Nia versus Lana. My slow-mo was the women's tag title match. So both Nia won both.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take Nia Lana for the slow-mo.
Slow-mo was Raw Triple Threat with Braun. And
that was really slow, too, but at least it was decent.
Yeah.
Decent match.
Best match?
Owens. Ziggs Owens, yep.
One at a time. But yeah, sweep it.
Yeah.
Worst move?
Dana running slowly to knock Lana off the ring.
Yeah, I had that, but then Lana threw another table again.
Yeah.
I had the guitar not breaking, which, by the way, I spelled it right that time.
Hey-o!
Good for you.
Thank you.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Best move?
That reversal, pop-up powerbomb reversal into the Famouser.
That was nice.
Yeah.
That was good.
I really liked the Claymore on Orton, though, because I wasn't expecting it.
Claymore out of Orton.
And I had Ziggler's, like, sell on the stunner.
Worst moment or segment?
The monster interview.
It's got to be Lars.
I went with Lee and Murphy again.
Yeah.
That went on for like 10 minutes.
True.
And who cares?
Okay.
Best moment or segment?
I had Firefly Funhouse.
I had the open to Raw.
Yeah, that was good.
Opening a Raw for me, but yeah, that was also good.
All right. Breaking news. There's a lot this week. There is a lot.
Hit me!
So, a behind-the-scenes video of the WWE's Thunderdome shows. It shows that WWE has a banned list of certain people or logos from appearing on the digital fan screens.
Yep.
The company behind the Thunderdome concept, The Famous Group, recently won the Digital Fan Experience Award at the 2020 Sportle Awards.
Because that's the thing that was just invented.
Right, just for that, yeah. they made a behind-the-scenes video where you could see the band names, which include AEW, Impact Wrestling, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Enzo Amore, Kenny Omega, Jon Moxley, MJF, Tony Khan, Cody Rhodes, Brandi Rhodes, Marty Scurll, The Young Bucks, Chris Benoit, CM Punk, Jim Cornette, Alberto, El Patron.
Why even? Are these not, like, obvious?
Right.
Well, hold I would say AEW, obviously,
right.
And Benoit, but like...
No, keep going.
Ryback? I guess he does shit on WWE a lot.
Sure.
Ashley Massaro.
What? Isn't she dead?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's because when she died, that thing came out where she said WWE tried to cover up the rape that happened to her overseas.
Why is she banned if she's dead?
Because of that.
Didn't she die before the Thunderdome?
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, but it's because when she died, that story came out that she had, there was like an affidavit of her claiming that she got raped on the tour, and Vince told her not to say anything. That's why.
Why would you ban someone that can't possibly be on the show?
Because you don't want dead. People to remember that story.
Or unless
they don't want if people
someone
to
tries
see
to
her,
like hold up like a picture of her, and that's their.
They don't I want people
it.
To yeah.
It's,
well, that's why
I mean,
all
they're still
people,
doing it, though. They're still
that's
doing
why all these. They're not putting these names because the Young Bucks are literally going to pop up on the screens because people
holding
are
up. Yeah,
people are putting their image on there.
I got you.
So yeah, Ashley Massaro, superstar Billy Graham,
what?
Vicky Guerrero, and the flags of Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Tibet.
Wow.
They don't want to get into any China political stuff.
Yeah.
The Young Bucks responded by releasing a new T-shirt. Which looks like their blurred faces on the digital screens and the word banned above them.
Nice.
It's actually a really funny shirt.
Nice.
But yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
Also, Paige broke down on her Twitch stream last week when talking about WWE's recent decision to prohibit superstars from using the platform. Paige says, "I've honestly gotten to the point where I cannot deal with this company anymore. Now I have to make a very important decision. I'm fucking tired, man. I broke my fucking neck twice for this company. Over fucking worked. They don't realize that this community isn't about subs. It's about subs. We build a community and family where this is an escape for a lot of people, including myself." Paige has since decided to keep on streaming. And Zelina Vega and Aleister Black are also continuing to stream since the ban went into effect. So we'll see what happens with them. But it seems like everyone else has suspended their Twitch streams.
Wow.
But like Vega and Aleister Black, and maybe that's
under
why...
the new names?
That's probably why Aleister and Vega weren't on Raw or SmackDown this week.
Oh, God.
Well, they're both on SmackDown now, but neither were on SmackDown.
Yeah,
right.
So now they're not getting booked because they're on Twitch.
Jesus.
And, you know, that's why Vega also made that OnlyFans with like a different name.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens with them. I think we originally heard that they were going to be fine for that, so I don't know. But, yeah. But Paige saying it's not about subs. She does, you know, I'm not saying anything, but to say it's not about subs, she does streams where she doesn't play any video games. She just sits there, and there's a counter, and if no one subs within, like, 5 minutes, then the stream ends. So it's like, this stream will end if no one subs.
What's a sub?
Like, subscribe to her channel. Oh. And that costs money.
Why is it, why like is like the paid, younger generation shortening words that don't need to be shortened? That's subscribe a is two yeah. subs. Subscribe.
I don't know. It's just the internet. It's just how the internet is. Yeah. Shorten everything. But that's how you get paid on Twitch.
Got it.
People sub to you.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on. Remember Matt Riddle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't on Raw this week.
SmackDown.
But he is no longer Matt Riddle.
Uh-oh.
He is
the
now...
The foot guy.
He is now just Riddle. Riddle.
Yeah. Riddle me this.
Coming to the ring weighing 200 pounds, Riddle.
and his partner, Question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to Meltzer, it's because WWE doesn't want anyone... Googling Matt Riddle and finding out the rape accusations.
Oh, come on. How dumb are we?
It doesn't make sense. Right.
Vince! We're not going to forget his first name, you idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Plus, if you Google WWE Riddle, Matt Riddle will come up.
Of course.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Oh, God.
If that is the reason.
Did you see what he said?
But, Vince has taken away so many first names and last names.
Right, of course.
But Riddle's not a name. Hi, I'm Riddle. Nice to meet you. Yeah. I'm Riddle. The Riddler? No, just Riddle.
Can't wait to see Keith or Lee. Did you see what Matt Riddle said about it? He's like, no, it's cool, bro. It's like everybody calls me Riddle, so I'm used to it.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you're not on a fucking football team. You're not like a football coach. Hey, yeah. Riddle, go take a lap.
Yeah, right.
Also, former WWE superstar, current Impact superstar, Carl Anderson got in trouble with his... hot Asian wife last week. Anderson's wife posted a picture of him asleep with asshole and cheater written all over his face and body. Did you see this, Joe?
I didn't. I heard the story, but I didn't see the picture.
Here, I'll pull it up for you real quick.
She wrote it in like marker? Or...
Yeah.
And was he sleeping?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, like he sleeps that deeply?
Yeah, he sleeps like Dracula. Everyone made fun of that.
What the fuck?
With and his at first...
And he must have been drunk, because you can't write on someone's face.
Maybe he's a deep
sleeper.
We did have
the people in college, but...
Yeah.
When they were
So at first, people thought it was a prank or something, like they were joking.
Right.
She also posted a story of a screenshot, which apparently shows Anderson texting her and calling her a slut. He's like, why so dramatic, slut? And Anderson posted on his Instagram, if you liked her post, you're out of my life. And he said like something like, I'll explain later. She later deleted the pic, claiming it's the only way he'd come home and see their kids. And she also posted more things like, got my point across. But eventually she deleted everything. And then on Tuesday morning, Anderson posted a picture of his wife holding one of their kids. And the post read, all is well. Everything in our personal household was dealt with privately, swiftly, respectfully, and it's a completely resolved issue. Yeah. So basically, and what she said was she found him like deleting text messages and she did all this crazy shit. And then he's like, well, okay, I guess I'm done. And then she was like, oh no, please come back. Please, I'll delete everything. I'm sorry. I'll delete. And then she deletes everything. He comes back.
I guess, yeah.
So she's a psycho.
Yeah.
Is what we've learned here.
Oh boy. His hot psycho wife.
That's not going to be a popular opinion. But we don't know the whole story. Who the hell knows? Who fucking cares?
Right.
Deal with your own shit personally.
God
damn it.
It's ridiculous.
Keep it off the public internet.
So we have like a Deadpool going on that from the marriage.
Marriage pool? Divorce pool?
Yeah. And then last thing I have was The Undertaker was on Jimmy Fallon's Halloween show last Friday, and he tombstoned a scarecrow. Anything else?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so let's file this under things you don't do.
Oh, wow, Eric Eric dressed up like Waldo, just like Vic Joseph.
Vic Joseph.
Well, no, I was Vic Joseph. I was the Waldo that never got found. See, like, because my shirt's like ripped up.
Oh. I would have been, what's the other one? Oh, Oddlaw?
Oh, yeah, the evil one.
Opposite of.
Oh. Right.
Oh, this is hilarious.
So.
This can't be true.
A fan of AJ Styles.
Are we in rumors yet? This can't be true.
Decided he was going to get an AJ Styles tribute tattoo.
You've met wrestling marks, right?
Yes.
Hold
so
on.
His yeah. tribute. I don't have wrestling tattoos.
All right, yet. Fine.
Yet.
How dope.
Joe, you still have Shawn Michaels' hair in your, you know, in special lockbox.
Special place.
How don't you have wrestling tattoos?
I might actually get one in the next couple months with my brother.
What?
I don't know.
AJ Styles?
We reached out to the group and they didn't say anything.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so a fan of AJ Styles got an AJ Styles tribute tattoo. And by tribute tattoo, I mean he got the exact same tattoo that AJ has on his side with the AJ and the dates of birth of AJ's kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is the exact same tattoo that AJ got.
You should go right to jail.
Yeah. That. But not up. To be outdone, another fan was like, hold my beer. He got Orton's wife tattooed very badly on him.
Oh my God.
Is that his leg or his arm?
I don't know. Maybe a leg.
You know, it's funny. I think she's from Jersey. She looks more Jersey girl than ever on that tattoo.
Yeah.
She looks like, it looks like Snooki. That does not look good.
What are people doing?
What are people doing?
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that.
For like the three people that go, is that Orton's wife?
Yeah.
And then for everyone else to go, oh, is that your sister, your mom, your daughter, your wife? No, none of those people.
Lana and Miro dressed up for Halloween. Lana was a really good Pennywise. Rusev,
not so much. They both went as Pennywise.
Yeah, but his
son. Yeah, he did his own makeup.
Right. He even said he didn't. Like, it's smeared.
Yeah. Dude, you suck.
He's like,
he's drunk.
I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Bella Twins took to Twitter and said that they want a shot.
Fuck
at the
off.
Women's tag All
right,
title.
Rumors.
It was on Twitter. It's
new. Rumors!
Okay, Joe. Jesus.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
All right, so WWE has removed all Sting merchandise from their website, which is fueling rumors that Sting is going to be showing up in AEW soon.
God, don't rest.
For what?
Someone mentioned, he should manage Darby Allin.
One more for good measure.
No.
Yeah, I think there's a chance he shows up. I don't know about managing Darby Allin. Please, give me a fucking break.
Okay, it's good to have legends around, but like use them properly.
Right.
Like Arn Anderson, not used properly.
No.
Right.
The other legends.
Tully Blanchard.
No. At least he's a manager
he's a tech
of like
team
a.
manager of FTR.
It's not bad. Yeah, like, because Arn does nothing. Arn goes, hey, you see this blank piece of paper? Now go.
Hey, Cody, when he does the finisher, kick out.
Right. Yeah.
That's a great plan. Yeah, that's a great play.
Yeah.
Straight out of the Arn Anderson playbook.
Yeah.
And then Brian Alvarez reported that this week's Raw script wasn't done until 15 minutes before going live.
That's old school Vince right there.
That's news. Yeah, we know that happens.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
And then Fightful reported that Vince McMahon wanted Mia Yim to have a seizure last week on Raw, but people around him told Vince that would be in poor taste, so it was changed to her being possessed.
And by poor taste, I mean fucking stupid.
Yes. Vince, that's fucking stupid.
Whatever.
I'm not a big fan of when they go, oh, that's in poor taste. It's a fucking TV show. There's been people to fake seizures on other TV shows, and it's fine.
Right.
It's just the whole thing was dumb. That's the problem.
Well, yeah.
Whether you think you're getting eaten by ants or faking a seizure, it's just a dumb way to distract the ref. It's really stupid. And it didn't work out anyway, so fuck all of them.
Okay. Any other rumors?
No, I didn't have any.
Okay, well, then it's trivia time.
Trivia!
Thank you.
All right, so who has competed in the most 5-on-5 Survivor Series matches in their career?
Orton.
You got many?
You know, you do this Orton one every year, by the way.
Okay, fine. Who holds the record for
was it
most?
Orton?
Yeah. Who holds the record for most wins as a sole survivor?
Orton.
That is correct.
I told it. I knew.
That's correct. Do I really do that one a lot?
Well, you did it. You've done it. Yeah.
Well, I can come up with a new one. Let's see here. That's stupid. That is dumb.
That's stupid.
Dumb.
Here's a Survivor Series one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. I'm just looking at it.
All right, well, we can move on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh. All
right. Just the longest Survivor Series match in history, but who cares, right? Like, it doesn't even, like, you don't even be able to tell me which one it was. The shortest one in history. Do you know the shortest one in history?
Of course not.
No.
1999, the Big Show beat up all of his partners in the locker room, stormed the ring, took out every member of Big Boss Man's team in just a minute and a half, and won the match.
What wow. year?
Oh, God. 99? That was 99?
Was that before or after the casket incident?
Who knows?
Oh, who knows? You can watch the 99 match 11 straight times before the first elimination occurred in the 2016 match.
Wow.
Which was the longest. That's kind of funny.
Jesus.
All right.
All right, well, we're not doing fan questions this week.
We're not.
Because this week we're doing Jesse Ventura's top 10 presidential election conspiracies.
OMG.
Heel turns. Non-title matchups. The Survivor Series. McMahon. Twin referees. Long-lost bastards. Fruit roll-ups. Hornswoggle. You think wrestling's fake? Think again.
Okay. Top 10.
Top 10. Yeah. Number 9.
That's
how Jesse does it?
Yeah.
You know, McMahon, Donald Trump is the real leader of retribution. He's trying to destroy WWE and devalue the company so he can buy it back again at the lowest price.
Mm, yeah.
That actually checks out.
Yeah.
Number 8. This isn't even the real Donald Trump. The real one, McMahon, died in the night Stone Cold stunned him. McMahon couldn't afford another lawsuit, so he replaced him with Biff Tannen.
That's pretty funny.
Go watch Back to the Future 2.
Number 7, The Undertaker only retired because he knew he knew his dong couldn't compete with the size of Raw Underground Bodyguard's dong. Oh wait, sorry. That one's for my erection conspiracies. Number 6. Settle down, McMahon. The reason Hell in the Cell is red now because McMahon let Trump have the old cell to save money on the wall.
That's tremendous.
That's pretty good. Number 5, Donald Trump told Cody Rhodes to dye his hair back to distract the world and focus on him instead.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah. Number 4, when Joe Biden sees Alexa Bliss and Mandy Rose, he sits down next to them and says, "So, do I come here often?"
Did you write these or
no?
Fans?
No. Well, I wrote one of them, but no, fans, obviously.
Number 3, if reelected, Donald Trump will change Valentine's Day to Grab Her By The Pussy Day.
I love you.
It should be.
Poison.
Number 2, Tucker actually turned on Otis because they had different political opinions on the election.
Wow.
Friends are turning on friends.
Yeah.
And the number 1 top presidential election conspiracy, Joe Biden isn't really running for president. It's really Vince McMahon in a mask getting revenge on Trump for shaving his head at WrestleMania. It's me, Donald. It was me all along.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Very good.
Yeah. Those are fun.
Yes.
Very good.
Always good stuff.
We'll see what happens. Who knows? Maybe the election's over at 8 o'clock.
Nope.
No, not for weeks.
Should we check right now?
A quick check.
Who is the president?
Quick check. Too early to tell anything. See you next month, it says on CNN.
It says right now Joe Biden's got 119.
Oh, wow.
And that's Trump's got 92.
Oh, boy. Has Ohio, Florida been decided yet?
I don't know.
Is Texas fucking leaning blue?
As of right now, barely.
Holy crap.
57% reporting.
Wow, wow, wow.
That'll probably change.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
All right. Well, then, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Again, that's for NXT versus AEW, the Wednesday Night War recaps every single week. All every the pay-per-view recaps, the bracket recaps, every the month. Classic recaps.
Bracket.
There's so much fucking content.
The best.
Just go try it out. $5.
Yeah, $5.
We got to do another one this month and next month and the month after that.
Every month.
Every month. You will get a new show.
You don't want to miss the Survivor Series recap because, you know, that's going to be fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So.
And plus, we might have something fun cooked up for this month's show.
I'm sure we do. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we referenced it last week.
Well, I forgot already, Eric. All right?
We referenced it on the Halloween
house. We got to go, okay? This is it. This is the end of the show.
But I want to hang out more.
Jesse for president.
Yeah.
Push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Kubler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with